Welcome to Food Fight, the food podcast where we debate food topics despite having no real culinary knowledge, yet we still defend our uneducated opinions to the death. I'm your host, Kirk Pinchon.
I'm your other host, Lindsay Gentile.
And each week we take one single food theme and dissect it, discuss it, and debate it within an inch of its life. We offer no answers nor solutions to these food dilemmas, only more chaos. Lindsay is back!
Oh, I'm back.
Oh my God.
You know, the listeners only missed me for 2 weeks, but I was really gone this entire month of July.
100%.
It was a delight.
Well, don't say it like that.
I mean, I missed you.
There we go. But it was still a delight.
I mean, I was in the Bahamas. I was in New York City. I was in Seattle. I was in Joshua Tree.
Just so we're clear, all those places are better than being on a Zoom call with me. just to clear it up.
If we were in person, maybe I'd think differently. But the Zoom, it's just the Zoom of it all.
Thank you. That was very delicate. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, I'm glad you're back. And I have a question for you.
Yes.
Last week, when you were not here, Theo was on the show and we talked famous last meals and we picked our famous last meals that we would do if we were to die. What is one of your last meals? It can be anything. We put like 10 things in one meal.
Right.
What are you putting in your meal?
I've thought about this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
First, like the only thing if I had to pick one thing, the mm-hmm. only thing I really need is a beautiful Bloody Mary with like horseradish and all the things.
Yeah. It's literally these death row meals that are like, it's anything.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing that I really want. I would do like maybe Penang curry, but it doesn't match. I'd have to like,
doesn't have to match,
spread it out throughout the day.
Yeah.
Like a Penang curry with some white rice.
Wow. We did some Thai. That's interesting. Yeah. All three of us did Thai.
I would do like, I would do like chicken parm.
Oh,
with like garlic bread.
Yes. Yes. We did something similar. We had some comfort food too.
Yeah. But like really what I want is that Bloody Mary.
And that Bloody Mary's got all the accoutrements. It's all
everything.
Tricked out.
It's got lobster. It's got shrimp, horseradish, lime juice, lemon. I mean, it's like full stocked.
Now, final question. You ask for that and they're like, okay, absolutely. You get everything you want. They bring in the Bloody Mary and they go, oh my God, Lindsay, we forgot to tell you. It's illegal to give alcohol to death row inmates. So this is a mocktail. Are you just like, kill me now? You still drink it?
No, I would drink it without
you'd be okay.
Oh yeah. When I worked at the London, I had many a virgin.
Sure you did. Sure. On the job you had virgin.
I had both.
Oh, you did both?
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
So it's maybe like one little real Bloody Mary. And then you're like, let me balance it out with a fake one.
Sometimes I just had virgin one. Sometimes I was just craving like the taste of it.
When was the last time you had a virgin Bloody Mary?
It was probably then.
That's a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I thought about doing it this weekend because I wasn't drinking that much. But mm-hmm. then I was like, I would need way more lemon or lime juice to like dilute the situation.
Yeah.
You can't just drink it straight. You have to like put a lot of things.
You got a zhuzh.
And I didn't have enough. So I was like, forget it.
Okay. Oh, look at you. Wow. I like that you're very on brand with your death row mail.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to some listener mail. Mm-hmm. This is from Amy, who's emailed us before, and she's talking about the salsa episode. Hey, Kirk and Lindsay, about 99% of the salsa episode had me nodding my head in agreement. I was on board with pretty much everything you said. I have a zesty mango salsa on top of a fish I enjoy, but otherwise we were vibing. Peach salsa can indeed go fuck itself.
Good.
Then, Kirk. You said that crazy thing about mixing all the sauces at the salsa bar together. Why would you do that? I don't want you to be a serial killer. I really don't, but you might be. I am shocked.
It's not that you mix them all. It's that you don't even taste them before you do it. And you just create like a weird lunch pile of garbage.
Well, no, not true. Because they're not going to be a garbage pile. They're all going to be delicious salsas.
No.
So I'm putting all the deliciousness into one ramekin.
No, it's weird.
It's weird.
I'm with Amy.
I swear I'm here with Amy because she agrees with you. She says, I still love you both, though. So what does that say about me? That means, Amy, you're delightful.
She's fair. That's a fair human.
Yeah. But I'm shocked. Honestly, I thought this was such a benign statement when I made this recommendation of like, hey, mix your sauces. It's really fun.
I could see if I was like, ooh, this one would complement this one. Let me mix them together and see what it tastes like. But the fact that you just go in hard without even knowing like what anything is, mm-hmm. is just, I don't even understand it.
That's Kirk. He goes in hard and doesn't understand.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Okay, I totally find this normal, so I don't know why. But feel free to argue with me, foodfightthepod@gmail.com, and we'll read it on the air. I'm not going to do an Instagram poll this week, but what I am going to do right now is plug Miss Bianca Coleman's cupcakes.
Yes.
The awesome cupcakes that I have right on my desk that I always keep right here. My little yellow one.
Right over here as well.
Oh, look at that. So for all you fans of the cupcakes that are on Instagram, our Instagram, the Food Fight Pod, you can see pictures of it. You just scroll through. This is what Bianca says. I just heard the Popsicle episode where you asked about the cupcakes. I don't have an Etsy, but I post the items I make on my second IG. Everyone get your pens and pencils. @Beonsky_knits_and_crochets. Let me give you that again. @BEYONSKYEZ_KNITS_AND_CROCHETS. @Beyonsky_knits_and_crochets. That's where you should be getting these awesome cupcakes.
Maybe we could put that in the show notes.
I'm going to put that in the show notes. That is a great idea. You'll see them there. But go get some really wonderful, cute, stuffed, handmade with love Beyonsky cupcakes.
They're amazing.
They're love. And if you squeeze them, they feel really good. I feel like I'm okay in life.
Oh, I didn't try that. I'm going to try that. Also, Bianca sent me a happy birthday message and it was really sweet.
I sent you a happy birthday message and it was adequate.
And you were late and she was not.
Okay. I was busy.
Look how cute my little cupcake is.
Yeah, but if you just gently squeeze, it's got a nice little...
I like it. It feels good.
Yeah. Just like a little kind of like comfort to it.
Get your cupcakes, kids.
Get your cupcakes. Go do it. They're adorable. All right. Let's get to the main topic. I'm just going to say it. Do we really give a fuck about pretzels?
I like them.
That's our show. You can come see Food Fight anywhere. That's literally, we could just stop right there. What you just said with that tone of, I like them.
I like
exactly.
them.
Exactly. You're nice.
There's certain things that I could dive into about them.
Yes.
But if I never saw them again, I think it would be okay.
It's okay. I wouldn't really miss you. It's like you went on a date and you're like, that was fine.
That was good. Yeah.
Nothing went wrong. I didn't have a terrible time. I don't need to see you again.
Yeah. I mean, if you never came across me ever again, that would be okay.
It would be okay. I hope you have a wonderful life. I wish you nothing but the best, but I don't need you in my world.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I feel about pretzels. Yet here we are talking about them. Like you said, don't hate, just don't care. Did you care about them as a kid? I think I did.
Them.
That's all. I like them. You're fine.
I cared about one thing.
Okay.
I went through a stage in my life when I was younger where those big, not the New York pretzels, but like big sourdough pretzels that you eat the little nubs off of it. And then you break a piece and you eat it, like those real sourdoughy ones.
The sourdough hard ones.
Yes.
Yeah, that are like kind of big like that. They're like almost like fist size. Yeah, we'll talk about those.
I cared about those for a year or two of my life. Like I cared about those.
Yeah.
Now I still love those, but I don't care.
I cared about a pretzel that we'll talk about in a little bit for like, maybe when I was 22, 23, I had a good year of liking them. And I'll tell you about them later, see if you care about them. But then all of a sudden, I was like, I don't give a fuck about these pretzels, nor do I care about pretzels anymore. Do you know anyone? God, I hope it. Please don't be Bradley. Please don't be Bradley. That's like pretzels. Fuck yeah. Give me them pretzels. No. Right? No.
I mean, I've been at a brewery where they have one that you dip in cheese where people are like, ooh, let's get the pretzel.
Yep, that's true. And that's like
that's
more.
It's a different category.
It's a different category. And it's also a different like, oh my God, this bar's got homemade pretzels. We're drinking beer. So let's just do it.
Yeah.
You're going there for the beer, not for the pretzel. You just happen to see that they have the pretzels.
Right.
Yeah. Is there a world where you are ever taking a pretzel over a chip?
If I'm trying to be healthy.
But again, a bowl, you're at a Super Bowl party. Oh, sorry. Sorry. You're at an Oscar party.
Okay.
Big bowl of chip, big bowl of pretzels. You're not worried about anything because you've just been going hard at it, working out.
I'm going to grab a couple of pretzels maybe, but I'm going to eat way more chips.
Yeah. Are you eating those pretzels just because you feel sorry for the pretzel? And you're like, wow, there's a lot of pretzels here that I haven't been eating. Let me have one because I feel bad for you, pretzel. Kinda.
I don't think it's there. If that's a 10, I'm at like a 5 in my decision of that.
I'm not even a big potato chip guy. But if there's a bowl of chips at a party and a bowl of pretzels, I'm going to the chips. 100%.
Let's put it this way. When somebody said, and if you want to be healthier, you could dip your pretzels in your salsa. I had a fuck no response.
Yes, you did. Yes. Even with the dip where pretzels are like a little easier because they don't break, I'm still taking a chip.
I'm taking a chip. It actually doesn't even make any sense because things fall through the holes. I don't know exactly. Why they thought that salsa was going to.
That's so
who
stupid.
Did that? That's
dumb
so stupid.
People. Dumb people who don't know snacks. Yeah, I'm going to pretty much skip a pretzel, dip or no dip at a party. I'm really just not going to do it. Like, which one would you be more likely to eat? The crushed remnants at the bottom of a chip bag or pretzel bag? Like, there's just crushed and you're just like, I'm going to take the bag, do a little shaking in my mouth. Are you going to do that with a pretzel bag or a chip bag?
Well, the pretzel bag is just salt.
Yeah, but if there's a little like say you got sticks or rods, and there's like those little broken off. I'm tossing those.
I'm gonna go for the chips before I go for
you're gonna do the little bag tap to get all those chip crumbs, but you're never going, wait a minute, let me get these pretzel crumbs.
Yeah, I'm not. There is something nice about licking your finger and sticking it at the bottom and getting the salt.
You are 5 years old.
I have to say I enjoy
that.
Doing
that. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. That is skeevy. So like in a Chex Mix, isn't the pretzel the least thing you care about?
The breadstick is
the least thing you
care about.
Let me think about that.
The pretzel comes first.
The pretzel's the thing you want most in a Chex Mix?
No, before it's second to last.
Okay. The penultimate. Okay. Like, because of course we're all eating the Chex. That's the best part.
Yeah. And the bagel chips.
The bagel chips. And there's some nuts in there. Those are good.
And then we eat a pretzel and then we have a breadstick.
You are correct. All right. I shouldn't have shown so much hatred for the pretzel and the Chex Mix. Second to last. Yeah. The breadsticks are just kind of like, well, it's in my hand. I might as well eat it.
Exactly.
Yeah. You mentioned like going to a bar and there's a soft pretzel, cheese dip. You're like, yeah, sure. Have you, and this is because of our age difference, though you did turn a year older, happy belated again. See, I did it twice. Have you ever been to a bar where they have bowls of pretzels out? Or is that just like not in your generation?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure at a swanky hotel.
Yes, that's it.
They still do that and nuts.
Yes. Yes. You're going for the nuts, though.
I'm going for both if in this case.
Are you doing a little pretzel nut, shaking the hand, pop in the mouth? So you get a little twofer?
That sounds nice. That sounds nice.
I would say that I would do that over doing just pretzels.
I think I'm going to do a little pretzel for one nibble, a little nut for one nibble, a little mix for one situation. I think I'm just doing it all.
Okay. And again, we're saying we don't hate pretzels. We just don't care.
I just don't care.
I just don't care. And that's shocking because they're still everywhere. And yet I don't know anyone who's like, oh, fuck yeah, you brought pretzels. Thank you.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah, that would be weird. I would love it. Oh, if you were like still dating Bradley and you guys are at a party and he just was like, oh, he brought pretzels. This guy brought pretzels. And he was so excited. And you're like, oh my God, what am I doing?
I get pretzels only like at the airport when there's no other options. And I feel yes. like that's the only thing that is going to give me what I need in the moment.
Let me tell you, when I don't bring that leftover pizza because we forgot.
Crazy.
Gonna do the pretzels because there's nothing else. Pretzels are like nothing else food. You're like, well, I don't hate it, but there's nothing else. So give it to me.
True.
That's what I feel like. Pretzel crusted food, anything, fill in the blank. Pretzel crusted pork, pretzel crusted chicken. There's even pretzel crusted fish. I'm just going to ask you, would you?
I can live without it.
Yeah. I'm never going to look at that and go, oh, that has pretzel crusted on it. I'm going to order that. I'm going to be like, I would have ordered that fish if it didn't have pretzel crust on it.
I agree. But if it's pretzel bread, like a pretzel bun, that now we're talking.
Okay. Okay. Let's get into it. This was later on in the outline. I'm going to bump it up here. Pretzel buns, hyphen. What a fucking waste.
I'm into it.
I hate pretzel buns.
I don't necessarily want it on my burger, but I think it's a fun thing if I saw that with like an artisanal sandwich sitch. And it's like, oh, that is a pretzel bun. That's fun.
That's where they get you. And I agree. Like you'll get like a chicken pesto or some sort of fun chicken thing right. or anything like that. And you're like, oh, they're doing a pretzel bun. And you're like, that sounds fun. I'll get it. And then I'm inevitably disappointed because it's not that great. It's okay.
It's never as good as eating a pretzel because it's like too big.
It's too big. And then as much as I love bread, I'm like, okay, this is too bready. And now all I have is pretzel bread.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm going to say fucking waste.
I like the idea of it.
Let me ask you this. Both of us grew up eating bagels, love bagels. Pretzel bagel, thought, no.
Sacrilegious.
Sacrilegious, because it's essentially a salt bagel. Are you saying a salt bagel sacrilegious?
It's not a salt bagel.
It's a salt bagel in a different form.
No, it's different. The How's whole it different? Bread is different.
No, it's the same bagel. It's the same bagel bread. It's just shaped as a pretzel. It's not a different dough. It's the same dough shaped as a pretzel, added salt.
Do you put cream cheese on it?
That's a great question. The times I've had pretzel bagels, which I enjoy, I do not.
You just eat it like a pretzel.
Eat like a snack. Yeah. I would not put cream cheese on. I wouldn't put anything on that.
It just has salt. There's no like onion or everything bagel no. or. I'm going to go for my go-to.
Okay. Understandable.
It sounds good though. I'm not going to lie.
Here's what it is. A pretzel bagel is good. But you bring up a good point. I don't think it's a breakfast. It doesn't feel like I'm going to get a pretzel bagel for breakfast, like as opposed to a bagel bagel. So I agree with you. It doesn't feel like I'm going to get bagels for breakfast when you eat a pretzel bagel, but as a snack, it's pretty good.
Fine.
It's pretty good.
I don't need it.
Okay. Well, again, as we've established, we don't need any of these pretzels.
No, we don't.
We really don't. And sorry, pretzel lovers. I'm going to say sorry, but I don't know any pretzel lovers. I don't know.
I love pretzels. I just don't care.
They're fine. I'm not going to trash them, but I don't care. And I don't know anyone who's... My kids never really cared that much about pretzels. So, I mean, I don't know anyone. I ate them. We ate them. But you're inevitably like, yeah, they're the airplane food you need because you forgot to bring your leftover pizza.
That's okay. Ridiculous.
The pizza thing? No, everyone
loves
the pizza.
Yes, it's still insane.
Everyone loves the pizza thing. Foodfightthepod@gmail.com. How much do you love my pizza hack? Admit it. Oh my God, I'm going away this weekend. I'm wondering if we're going to do the pizza thing. I didn't even think of
it. You're all going?
Yeah, we're all going to DC. So it's the whole family. So it's probably, and it's an early morning flight. So we're probably going to get pizza at night, bring it on the plane. Oh, it's fucking genius. You wish you could live like me. Damn.
It's crazy.
All right, let's talk about soft pretzels. It sounds like you're taking a hard pretzel over a soft, or is that not true?
I love a soft pretzel.
I enjoy a soft pretzel. I'm never really going to order it, but if it's around me, I'll be like, oh, okay, sure. But you
love it with mustard. I love it with cheese. I love it with that weird orange sauce. I love all of it.
Are you taking a soft pretzel with cheese or a soft pretzel with mustard?
I'm probably going to do mustard first.
I'm going to do mustard too. That's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like brown mustard, stadium mustard. Yes.
Yes.
If there's not that and it's yellow, then I'm going to probably go cheese.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I mean, I do love yellow, but so yeah, I would take a soft pretzel over a hard pretzel. But again, when's the last time you ate a soft pretzel?
Not that long ago.
Really? Do tell.
Yeah.
Spill them beans.
In June, I was at a brewery, and one of the things they had was a soft pretzel. And with cheese, it had like three different sauces, like a mustard, a cheese, and then some sort of Thousand Island-y thing.
Yeah.
And it was a goddamn delight.
Did you have a beer with it? Obviously, because it was a brewery.
So I had wine with it. They had wine, too.
You had a soft pretzel with a wine.
Yes.
Okay. Was it a white or a red?
It was an orange wine.
I'm going to give you a pass then. I was about to talk shit about you, but an orange wine, like something different.
Then
it's already different. So, yeah. Going with a soft pretzel, at this point, it's totally fine. If you were going to say like a glass of red and you had a pretzel, it's going to be like, you are trash.
No, it's June. I'm drinking something light and delicious.
Insane. With the soft pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's pretend you go to a ball game. You're going to get a soft pretzel. You've made the decision.
I just got one at a Dodgers game now that I think about it.
There you go. There you go. Now, when you did it, rank these for me. Nacho's dog pretzel. Where order?
Dog is first.
Okay.
Then pretzel, then nachos.
I go dog first, then nachos, then pretzel.
I got both. I got hot dog and I got a pretzel.
I see. I would have gone hot dog, nachos. That's what I would have done.
Yeah. The nachos, like... They never do it for me at a game.
Here's the thing about ball game nachos, and I think they're the same with hot soft pretzels. You got to eat them shits fast.
Yeah, it's gross if you don't.
Yeah, so you really got to pound them. And I feel that way with a soft pretzel. A hot soft pretzel gone cold, it's awful.
It can be disappointing, but I think the nachos are worse.
The nachos definitively are worse, but like... Yeah. When you get a hot soft pretzel and it's great, you're like, okay, I'm going to pound this as fast as I can. Because once it gets a little cold, you're just like, It's worse than just a regular big pretzel.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right. Again, pretzels. You're okay. You're doing good.
We're on the same side of pretzels.
We're on the same side of pretzels. Who knew? Our total disregard for pretzels would bond us. Okay, let's get into some brands. I'm curious if you've heard these. Okay. Only a couple that I know of. Rolled Gold.
Yes.
Yes. Snyder's.
Yes.
Utz.
Yes.
Mr. Salty.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
I only know Wise as potato chips, so I'm not really sure about their pretzels.
Yeah, I know that. Like, I can see the logo in the bag.
Okay, I see that, but I see it as a chip. I am firmly in the camp of, I feel like Snyder's are a little more like old school. Like, oh, we're like a Bavarian pretzel. And Roll Gold is just like the McDonald's of pretzels.
Yeah, I like the Snyder ones. They had those fat ones that I was talking
about. That's what the ones where you... The little nubs. The little nubs, yeah. Like you bust a bicuspid by eating them, but you still don't care.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Those can be fun. Perfect segue. Let's go into shapes. Okay, so I'm going to break them down for you. So we'll start with the pretzel twists, the classic look. You're a big and thick girl, is what I'm hearing.
I'm a big and thick girl.
I think I'm a big and thick guy.
Yeah.
So rank then, big and thick, medium and thin, and then small.
I would rank them in that order.
Same.
The small ones are never really that satisfying to me.
Small ones suck. Again, they suck. Eating them only if you're at an airplane.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
I actually hate them.
Actually, of all the pretzels, small can go fuck itself.
Yeah.
I agree. Small or dumb. Medium and thin are okay, but those are the ones that break real easy and you're just like, don't break before you enter my mouth.
Yeah, I think I want the big girls.
I want the big ones, yeah. With the THICC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are the fun ones. Yeah. How do you feel about pretzel rods? That to me is childhood. Oh, a bombastic side eye right there for the viewers.
When they're there and they're open, I inhale them, but I would never buy those.
Now, there's like the big tall boys and then there's the shorty shorts. I think
hate
both
them.
Are
hate
both.
Them both.
Hate them both too. I agree. Pretzel thins / crisps, the kind where they're like flat.
I like those.
Ooh, the finger went up on that one.
I like those.
Okay, because they're crispier and because they're a little less dimensions.
And you could dip them.
That's true. We'll get into some dip talk, but that is very, very true. Now, how do you feel about Pretzel Rod's stupid younger brother pretzel sticks?
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Those might be the dumbest.
The little twists are the worst.
The little twists are the dumbest.
Those are the second worst.
Yeah. You get nothing out of them.
Stupid. I hate them.
Stupid. Go fuck yourself, pretzel
Poke
sticks.
Poke you in the mouth. They suck. Yeah.
They break off. They're no good. Ugh,
garbage. Yes.
How do you feel about pretzel nuggets filled with stuff?
I like it.
Okay. I'm not going to lie.
Dangerous. Dangerous. Mm-hmm. Yes. When you're working on set and they've got those Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Ones. That's it. The day is done. You're just eating those all. You're biting them in half. You're eating the peanut butter. It's a disaster.
Oh, yeah. Because you're like, oh, nuggets. Maybe I'll have a few. Maybe I won't. And then you have a few. And then you're like, oh, here we go. I'm going down the rabbit hole.
Hundreds.
Yeah. And you start off going, well, what's the big deal? They're fine. They're not bad for me. And then you've eaten like half the bowl.
Half the bowl. So dangerous.
Yeah.
And just really good.
Give me your ranking for these. Cheese, peanut butter, almond butter.
I would do peanut butter, almond butter, and then cheese.
Same. Holy God. Welcome back, Lindsay. I agree. I don't really like the cheese filled ones. They're fine. The almond butters, shockingly, are a little more sweet than the peanut butter ones. The peanut butter ones are the way to go.
Yeah, they're really good.
I mean, but again, it's not necessarily because of the pretzel.
No.
No.
And the peanut butter is kind of gross too when you think about it.
It's not the best peanut butter they're throwing in.
It's all dry. It's hard.
Yeah. And yet you're like, pop, 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 pop. Yeah. That's
I think pretzels are for desperate moments.
Pretzels are for desperate moments. Welcome to the title of this podcast, because that's what that is. Pretzels are for desperate moments.
It's for desperate moments.
There's nothing left to eat. You're hungry.
That's all you got.
There's no snacks. And you're like, I need something.
You're hanging on to your youth. You're trying to stay thin.
Yep. Yep. You're like, let me do something. Yep. Pretzels are a desperate food. That is exactly right. All right. We're going to get into the elimination game here. Hopefully you can dial up your outline. As you do, we're going to play the elimination game with flavors. I'm going to read the flavors for the audience while you look up yours. Here we go. We're choosing from unsalted pretzels, coated pretzels, that's chocolate, dark chocolate, yogurt, any of those. Pumpernickel, nacho, cheddar, bacon and cheddar, garlic, buffalo style, cinnamon, ranch, honey mustard, sea salt and black pepper, salted caramel. That's what we're going to choose from. We're going to eliminate. Lindsay, because it's your birthday, I'm not even going to flip. You get to go first, or you get to go second, your choice.
Ooh, I'm going to get rid of cinnamon.
Yes. Fuck off cinnamon.
That sounds disgusting.
I'm shockingly going to wait on my first choice, and I'm going to go to my second choice and get rid of unsalted pretzels, because
I was almost going to do that too.
They exist, and why?
I'm with you on that.
Don't eat pretzels if you're worried about salt. The whole point of the pretzel is the salt.
I'm going to get rid of sea salt and black pepper.
What? Why?
Because I don't want pepper on my pretzels.
I'm getting rid of ranch because ranch sucks. That was my first choice, but
okay. I'm bacon and cheddar. I don't need that bacon at all.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds disgusting.
I'm getting rid of garlic because garlic, it's going to too much in the mouth.
Okay. So we're getting down to, just for the listeners, so they know, coated like chocolate, dark chocolate, yogurt, pumpernickel, nacho, cheddar. We've got buffalo left. We've got honey mustard, and we've got salted caramel.
Yes.
I'm going to get rid of pumpernickel.
Oh, that's the one I wanted to talk about.
I like pumpernickel. I like those like bagel chips, and I like pumpernickel bread, but I don't really want my pretzel to be like that.
For a year, at least, when I was like 22, 23, I'm like, you know what, man? I'm going to start off. I'm going to do it right. Not only am I going to eat pretzels, I'm going to eat pumpernickel pretzels, because those are better for me. They're not. But I do love pumpernickel. Is my favorite bagel, and I love pumpernickel bread. And I kind of tricked myself to going, these are better than pretzels. And they're not. They're just equally whatever.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah. All right, you got rid of that. I'm getting rid of salted caramel. No, thank you.
Great. I stand by that as well. Yeah. All right. I'm going to get rid of...
We're at coated, nacho, cheddar, buffalo style, honey mustard.
I'm getting rid of nacho.
Oh, interesting. I thought that might stay for you.
No. Is that like with the filling nacho inside, or is that the outside?
The outside.
Yeah, I don't want that.
The dusting. Okay. Honey mustard, buffalo style, cheddar coated. I'm getting rid of honey mustard.
Ooh, that's really sad for me.
I'm not a huge honey mustard fan. It's okay as like a sauce, but...
Those pretzel pieces, honey mustard pretzel pieces, I don't want to live without.
Wow. Well, now you have to, because
I don't
want to
live in a world without those.
Wow. All right. So coated cheddar buffalo style.
I'm getting rid of buffalo style.
That was Interesting, because I was going to keep that for a while. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. So, you know what? These are two good ones. I'm shocked because I'm kind of okay with both.
What's coated in cheddar?
Coated in cheddar. Mm. Okay. I'm going with my heart and I'm getting rid of cheddar.
That's me too.
What the fuck? We agree.
Wow. Because I do love a yogurt covered pretzel. I
fucking love yogurt covered pretzels.
I don't want to live without.
That's again, perfect point of those are great, but it's not the pretzel that's doing the heavy lifting.
It's all the yogurt.
Oh God. Yogurt pretzels. If I see them, I go, well, I'm done. I'm not even going to pretend that I don't want them or I'm not going to eat them. Wow.
I'm so proud of us. I mean, there are listeners out there that are obsessed with those honey mustard pretzel pieces that are really sad right now. But technically, those aren't pretzels. Those are pretzel pieces.
Very, very valid point. Yes.
I wouldn't eat the honey mustard pretzels. I only like the honey mustard pretzel pieces.
Yep.
So for the listeners out there, please keep that in mind and be patient with us.
Yes. Come on. She just came back from vacation. We're actually agreeing on something for once. Let us fucking have this.
Let's have it.
Come on. It's been a while. Oh, I'm so happy for us. All right, let's do it. Now it's time for How's It Taste?
How's It Taste?
This is the part of the show where we surprise each other with a food based on the theme of today's show to see if we like it. Since today's episode is all about pretzels, that's what we'll be tasting. This might be one of those first tastings where I'm like, oh, okay, let's do it, I guess.
I just tried to pick the weirdest thing in the grocery store.
I tried to, too, and I struggled. So let me go first because mine's not that weird. I went to two different stores. I went to Aldi, which I was okay. Like, oh, they're going to have a bunch of different pretzels. It was basically pretzel shapes and not real flavors, like not different flavors. So I was like, okay.
Got it.
And then I was like, okay, well, let me just go to Trader Joe's because, you know, there's some stuff and I know, you know, I wasn't going to get it, but there's the nuggets that they have there. So maybe they have some different stuff. And I found something kind of different that I've never had. Lindsay. They're pretzel sticks. Delicate flavor of baked in honey.
Oh, that's so boring.
So sad. I know. But it's a lovely green bag. Okay. I did not read this, but here's the copy on the back of the bag that literally basically sums up what we're talking about. The humble pretzel stick can be overlooked as a snack. So literally everyone believes this. Everyone,
even Trader Joe's feels this way.
Even Trader Joe's is like, we get it, but can you buy them? Can you just buy them? Be a good guy and buy them. When in reality, it is great alone, not true, or for dipping. Nah, it has great hummus or peanut butter potential. Ready for this? A pretzel stick easily rivals a chip in the realm of dipping.
No.
Yeah, wrong.
Liar.
Liar, Trader Joe's. Dare to enter the swirling and whirling world of dipping a pretzel stick. It's everything you never knew that you needed for snack time. They're literally saying, hey, we know, we get it. Pretzels kind of suck, but give it a shot. Just try me.
It's not working for me.
So I'm going to open these. And I got these not particularly excited. And I'm not, okay, I thought they weren't going to be salted, but they are kind of salted. All right, here we go. So it's a thin one, but it's not a thin, thin one. But it's still kind of what?
It's going to be boring. It's going to be like a honey wheat pretzel.
Mm. You just described it perfectly. It's a honey wheat pretzel.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. I was struggling, and I was like, ah, maybe I should go to a third store. And I was with Anne, and she's like, do you really want to go to a third store? Meaning, did she really want to go to a third store? And then she's like, whatever pretzel you're going to get, you're really not going to eat all of them.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And she's like, And I was like, well, maybe I'll get these. And she's like, get these. And then eventually I will make the cheese dip from the 70s episode.
Fun.
And I'm just going to literally dunk them in those.
That's fun. I like how she's thinking.
Exactly. Genius thought. But again, it's the cheese dip.
It's just a, it's
a vehicle for the cheese dip.
It's just the dip that matters.
Yeah. And so I'm going to just take a bunch of like three at a time and get as much cheese on them so I can eat them and not be bored by these honey flavored pretzel sticks. I'll tell you this too. Honey and pretzels, I don't need.
Me neither.
I don't need it. It's not sweet, but it's too sweet.
I want sourdough instead.
Uh-huh. Not pleased, but this, like we've been saying, these were desperate times, and this is what I had to do for the show.
And this is all you could find.
Yeah. What did you get?
Okay. Plant-based.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Cheesy style filled. So they're cheese filled, which I already think is disgusting.
Yeah.
And they're plant-based.
Where?
Inside, I guess.
No, where did you find these?
Oh, I got these at Whole Foods.
Oh, did they cost $9,000?
Oh, wait. They're plant-based pretzels. They have, because they have cassava flour. So it must be made out of that.
Okay.
These are going to be so disgusting.
Is the cheese plant-based?
Root vegetables, lentils, with a plant-based cheddar-style filling and topped with sea salt. Here, pretzels made from root vegetables and sorghum with plant-based cheddar-style filling and topped with sea salt.
Cheddar style.
It's disgusting.
Good luck.
You ready?
Yeah. Oh, your face.
All right. First of all, the pretzel is so weird because the pretzel is made from root vegetables.
Yeah.
And then the inside of it is like just like onion powder. Oh, I kind of like them.
Oh, wait, what a turn. What happened?
They're like, you know how something's really weird and then you kind of like it?
Wow, because you made a face.
They're weird.
Weird enough to keep around the house or to pawn them off?
I'm going to pawn them off still.
Of course you are, because that's what you do.
But, okay, I just ate the cheese alone. Disgusting, but weirdly good also.
What is going on
with
you?
I wish you were here to try these because they're really like weird.
Okay. Here's what you can do. In a couple weeks, we're going to do a surprise get together. Maybe bring them if you want, and you can leave them here and pawn them off here. We're going to allow a pawning off.
Let me look if it has an expiration.
Yeah, because it's going to be a couple
weeks.
I'll bring them. Okay, great, and guaranteed. When you come here in a few weeks, these fucking honey pretzel sticks will be here.
You think so?
Oh yeah. No one's going to eat these. No one in this family is going to eat these. So you, me, and Kel.
These are gluten-free, corn-free, dairy-free, and vegan-friendly.
And taste-free. Or taste weird.
No, there's a lot of weird tastes. It's like
I can't
weird,
wait.
Like powdery, oniony. Like, I can't wait for you to taste this.
Okay. You bring them to the episode when we're all together. We're on the pod.
Great.
What percentage is it that Kelly goes, actually, I really like these.
She'll like them.
No question. All right. We'll see what she says. We won't say anything. And then we'll see what she says.
You know when something is like so healthy for you that really it's just all like weird chemicals and it's not really healthy for you at all?
Yeah.
This bag has like turned to that, I think.
In a good way?
No, it's like it's corn-free, it's gluten-free, it's vegan, it's all these things, but really it's just like a bunch of spices and weird like gums.
And again, I'm like, if you are being plant-based and everything, that's great. But I'm like, do you really want to eat the pretzels? Like, do you want pretzels that bad to go through that?
Right. Oh, I can't wait for you to taste these. I'm
very excited. I'm very excited. Okay, this is going to be a crazy episode when we do it. All right, let's do it. Now it's time for What You Eatin'.
What you eating?
We're going to close out the show as we do every show with a food recommendation, anything you're currently obsessing over or can recommend based on today's theme. I'm going to go, and I'm so happy this worked out. The thing that I'm recommending is a very popular dipped pretzel.
Okay.
Okay. Mally's Chocolate in Cleveland, Ohio. It's basically an old time candy store. Been around since 1935. And they have boxes of chocolate covered pretzels. They have milk chocolate, and then they also have dark chocolate pretzels. And it's a giant box, and it's just pretzel after pretzel. They're the twist ones. They're kind of big. They're not the big thick, but they're not thin. So they're the perfect size to hold, just dripping in chocolate.
That's so fun.
It's really fun. It's, you know, family owned. Whenever we go to Cleveland, it's mandatory for my kids. They were like, well, we have to go to Mally's and we have to go get chocolate pretzels. We have to. We will not get them. So if you're interested, they ship. I'm just saying. We're not being paid for this, but I love Mally's dark chocolate pretzels.
Sounds great. I don't have any recommendations because I feel like I said all I could about pretzels. I told
you
I like the big sourdough and I like to eat the nubs. So that's one.
Yeah.
I like chocolate covered and yogurt covered pretzels. And I like the pieces with the honey mustard. And that's it. That's all I got. I have nothing else to say about pretzels.
And there's no reason why you should. Because again, pretzels, okay. Sorry, pretzels. You know, we don't hate you. Listen, you're not like onions to me. You're not ranch to me. You're okay. If someone else likes you, go to them.
I think you should write to us if you freaking love
pretzels. Oh my God. Please, foodfightthepod@gmail.com. If you are just like, hey, Kirk and Lindsay, fuck off. Pretzels are my favorite thing. I genuinely want to know, and I want to know why.
Yeah. We want to hear your story.
We want to hear your story because we are perplexed by anyone who would get super excited about pretzels.
Agreed.
Don't email us if you're like, yeah, pretzels are fine. No. We already know that shit. We got it.
Obsessed with pretzels. Favorite thing in the world.
Yes. Favorite thing in the world. Let us know about your kink and we'll support you.
I'm not going to make fun of anyone that has a strong feeling towards pretzels. I just want to know who you are and why.
Yes. Because they do not exist in the world that Kelly and I and Lindsay live in.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is Kelly going to be like, I love pretzels?
I don't know. We're going to have to ask her.
Okay. We'll ask her. More stuff for her. That's our show. You can find Food Fight anywhere you listen to podcasts. If you like our show, please subscribe, please share, and please leave us a review. Whether you use Apple Podcasts to listen to us or you don't, but you do have an Apple ID and it's convenient for you to do so, please go give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you'd like even more food content, go ahead and follow our Instagram page, The Food Fight Pod, where we have food pics, videos, clips from the show, and all our food polls. And if you have a question, comment, or just want to tell us how wrong we are, send us an email at foodfightthepod@gmail.com and we'll read it on the air. Or you can hit up Lindsay at
Lindsay Gentile on Instagram.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.